AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Three U.S. officials tell AP the Pentagon's expected to formally deploy about 700 Marines to Los Angeles in the coming hours to help National Guard members respond to immigration protests. Ed Donahue has more.
They really helped.
President Trump says National Guard troops in Los Angeles have done a fantastic job.
A lot of problems that we're having out there.
The president was asked if ICE's Tom Homan should arrest Governor Gavin Newsom.
I would do it if I were Tom. I think it's great. Gavin likes the publicity, but I think it would be a great thing. Done a terrible job.
Trump and Hegseth jumped from 0 to 60.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the state is suing the Trump administration.
Bypassing law enforcement expertise and evaluation, they threw caution to the wind and sidelined strategy in an unnecessary and inflammatory escalation.
Bonta says the National Guard deployment trampled California's sovereignty. He wants a restraining order. I'm Ed Donahue.
Julie Walker reports the president's new travel ban on citizens from 12 mainly African and Middle Eastern countries is now in effect.
It applies to citizens of Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. It also imposes restrictions on people from Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela. The ban does not revoke previously issued visas. Many immigration experts say by focusing on the visa application process, the new ban appears designed to beat court challenges that hampered the ban during Trump's first presidency. I'm Julie Walker.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has removed the CDC's entire vaccine advisory committee, saying the 17 members had too many conflicts of interest. He says he'll replace the scientists with his own picks. And Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone has died at 82. This is AP News. The U.S. and China holding trade talks in London. President Trump offered this.
I think we're doing very well. They're over there now. I'm only getting good reports. It's a little early, but we want to open up China. And if we don't open up China, maybe we won't do anything. But we want to open up China. It'll be a great thing for China, a great thing for the rest of the world.
And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks drifted through a quiet day on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Monday. The index is 2.3% below the record high it set in February. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was essentially unchanged. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. Warner Brothers Discovery gave up an early gain and closed 3% lower. The company said it's splitting in two to separate its studios from its cable network businesses. Treasury yields slipped in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.48%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.